Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. It's our News Watch, and I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. We've got a couple of news stories to talk to you about today.
Yeah.
We've got one about paralyzed patients who are kind of locked in.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who might be suffering from some of those diseases like Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. And eventually they get to the point where they just simply cannot communicate with anybody because they can't move any of their muscles and stuff like that. And they've been doing something with computers to actually figure out whether they say yes or no by looking at brain scans. And then there's something else about some new planets discovered around a star called TRAPPIST-1. There are like 7 new planets there, and they're kind of Earth-like planets.
Oh, cool. Because there is a difference between stars, what qualifies as a star and what qualifies as an Earth type of a planet. Tom gets into this stuff, so I expect you to be talking more about this. I'm not very good with astronomy. So we'll go ahead and get started by reading the 2 news stories, and then we'll be back. Paralyzed patients reached by brain reading device. Doctors were recently able to use a brain reading device to communicate with total locked-in patients. Patients with locked-in syndrome are completely paralyzed, except for some eye movement, while total locked-in patients even lose the ability to blink. The new brain reading technology allows these patients to answer yes or no to simple questions by detecting patterns in brain activity. During the brain reading sessions, the patients wore a device on their heads that used infrared light to track changes in blood flow in different parts of the brain. The device was attached to a computer, which analyzed the blood flow to distinguish between a mental response of yes and no. Doctors tested the system with 4 patients. All of them answered that they wished to live, bringing great relief to their families. The next step is to build a system that allows patients to communicate more actively, instead of just answering simple yes-no questions. The technology will also be used to help patients who have other kinds of brain injuries communicate.
7 new Earth-like planets discovered. There was some exciting news in February when NASA and the science journal Nature revealed the discovery of 7 Earth-like planets. 3 of these planets occupy the habitable zone of the star TRAPPIST-1. The star's name comes from TRAPPIST, a robotic telescope used to look for comets and new planets. The star itself is 40 light-years away from Earth and is smaller, cooler, and younger than our own sun. The planets are solid masses rather than gas and are all roughly the same size as Earth. The discovery means we could be one step closer to finding life elsewhere in the universe. Of the 7 planets named TRAPPIST-1b to TRAPPIST-1h, TRAPPIST-1f is thought to be the most promising. It's one of the 3 in the habitable zone and could have oceans, the right atmosphere, and the right blend of greenhouse gases to support life. For now, NASA plans to use the James Webb Space Telescope, which will be launched in October 2018, to examine the planets more closely.
Okay, guys, we're going to look at the headline of our first story here. It says, Paralyzed Patients Reached by Brain Reading Device. As most of you may know, in newspapers, at least, they have titles of articles, which they call headlines, and they're not complete sentences. So don't look at this and go, oh, that's not right. It's not. It's a headline, which means you can remove some of the things needed for a complete sentence. The first word here is paralyzed. If someone is paralyzed, it means a part of their body can no longer move, so they're incapable of moving something. There are paralyzed people that their legs are paralyzed, so they can't walk. Paraplegic is what we call them. A quadriplegic, notice the word quad in there, means 4. It means they can't move their arms either. So it's very difficult for some of these patients. The ones we're talking about today are particularly paralyzed. They're very, very paralyzed. And we're going to be talking about a brain reading device. When you see that word device, it's some sort of electronic a piece of equipment. But usually with devices, they're not as big as some machines. So we don't call them machines. We call them devices. And we could look at our smartphones and say that's a device.
Yeah, a machine kind of has moving parts and stuff like that, whereas a device probably has lots of electronics and things like that. Well, doctors were recently able to use a brain reading device to communicate with total locked-in patients. So this is what doctors were able to do recently. They used these brain reading devices, or at least one here. Brain reading or brain scanning, it was a kind of a piece of equipment here. And if you're totally locked in...we're going to find out what this means, but basically they've lost all the ability to communicate with the outside world. I think Stephen Hawking is almost to that point now, if he isn't already. But patients with locked-in syndrome are completely paralyzed, except for some eye movement, while total locked-in patients even lose the ability to blink. That's what we do with our eyes when they kind of feel sour, you know. They kind of feel sore because they've been open too long. So our eyelids will close quickly over the eye and then reopen again. That is blinking, and blinking is a verb. It can also be a noun, but here it's being used as a verb, blink. We blink our eyes if we get air pollution in our eyes, for example.
You know, or when your eyes are really dry.You blink them. Blinking can be something you do yourself or can be automatic. Sometimes, well, a lot of times I don't know when my eyes are blinking. So, except when they take pictures, my eyes always seem to want to blink when they want to take a picture.
Yeah, when the flashlight goes off.
Drives me nuts. So patients with this locked-in syndrome are completely paralyzed. Syndrome is a word we use typically when we're talking about a condition that has different just kind of symptoms that go along with it. So this is a syndrome, the locked-in syndrome.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's something that maybe people with ALS suffer from, arterial lateral sclerosis, for example, and they're completely paralyzed, but while some of them can still blink, like one blink means yes, two means no, and stuff like that, but eventually they even lose that ability. And the new brain reading technology allows these patients to answer yes or no to simple questions.By detecting patterns in brain activity. That's kind of interesting. Of course, you've got to be scanning the brain all the time for that to happen, so I don't imagine that's a cheap procedure.
No, probably not. It's interesting to mention this. Some patients who are paralyzed, they can communicate. Maybe they can nod their head. Communication doesn't just mean to speak. It means to use body gestures, the way you move your body. But they can't do anything, and some can't even blink. It's a true story.About a man who wrote a book using his eyes. He would blink for different letters, and someone then helped him by writing down a complete book. It's amazing. He's now passed on. He died.
Okay.
But it was a pretty brave thing he did. He wanted to keep living and have a purpose. So during the brain reading sessions in paragraph two, the patients, it says here, wore a device on their heads. They used infrared light to track changes in blood flow to different parts of the body or the brain. It's amazing that doctors and scientists could work this out. When you have a session, it's a period of time where something is accomplished. Tom and I often do recording sessions where we go and record somebody's product for a while. There are recording sessions that bands participate in where they go in with their instruments and they sing and record an album, a CD, a record, something like that. So a session here is just a period of time where something is done.
Right, so I guess they prepare some questions ahead of time and try to get all this information out because they can't do this all the time. These sessions are probably fairly expensive, and they use infrared light to track changes in blood flow. Infrared is the red light beyond the color red, whereas if it's beyond the purple spectrum, it's ultraviolet, which comes from the sun, right? But here, infrared light is, say, light that some animals can detect and we can't. But this infrared light tracks changes in blood flow, and then it's able to, you know, figure out whether they mean yes or no. So the device was attached to a computer which analyzed the blood flow to distinguish between a mental response of yes and no. So here we've got the phrase to be attached to something. That means it's connected to something. They are together. And to analyze something just means to look at the information and make some conclusions. And if you distinguish between A and B, for example, that's the pattern here. That means you try to tell which one is which is A, which is B. To distinguish between them, sometimes it's difficult to distinguish between twins, for example. The mother and father will know, but the rest of us are like, wow, which one is Wei Wei and which one is Wo Wo? I just can't tell.
In the next paragraph, it starts with doctors tested the system with 4 patients. So as you're experimenting with something new, you always have to do tests to see if your theory is correct. And so they had 4 patients that they were working with. This next sentence I want to kind of explain. So all of them answered that they wish to live, bringing great relief to their families. What happens to some of these patients that are completely locked in is they no longer want to live. And in some countries, not America yet, you can actually ask to be killed through assisted suicide or euthanasia. That's the other title for that. Mm-hmm. But these patients, even though they were locked in, they wanted to live. They didn't want to die, even though some people would think, wow, what's their life worth? But of course, all lives are worth something. So that brought relief to hear that to their families. When you use that word relief, it just means you were worried, you were anxious, you were really upset about something, and then something else happened that brought you peace. And so you no longer felt bad about it. So maybe you have a bad headache. We often talk about medicines that help with pain as being pain relievers. So a pain reliever could be an aspirin or ibuprofen, something like that, that makes you feel better. Relief is a noun here. If you feel relieved, we're talking about the adjective form. Oh, I feel relieved.
Yeah, I gave my speech today. I'm so relieved. I don't have to worry about it. You could also say, what a relief. And the next step is to build a system that allows patients to communicate more actively instead of communicating passively by just answering simple yes, no questions, where they can actually come out and say, hey, I'd like a glass of water right now. I need to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
You know, what's the square root of 49? Stuff like that. They might want to ask questions like that instead of responding to questions. And the technology will also be used to help patients who have other kinds of brain injuries communicate, to help them to communicate as well. And here's the phrase to be used to, which is different from be used to. That means you're accustomed to something. Hey, are you used to life in Taipei? You've lived here for many years. Yes, I'm used to it. But here, be used to is a verb phrase that means something has a purpose and it's trying to accomplish some kind of goal, to be used to do something.
Yeah. Be used to, with the S sound as opposed to the Z sound that Tom was using, used to. Be used to just means 习惯了, right? So we're going to go ahead and give some time to our charming Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to talk about the second story. Stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第六单元，我们要来看新闻。好，这两则新闻呢，第一则谈的是有一群人事实上是没办法沟通的，那么现在呢，透过一种 brain reading device， 也就是可以读取你脑部的装置，用这种装置让这些病患呢，他可以让外界知道他心里想的是什么，是 yes 还是 no。 好，所以这一篇文章跟医疗有关，不过提到说这样子的病人，他们其实是 paralyzed patients， 换句话说是瘫痪的病患。那他的瘫痪呢，是在于他有一种病，这种病呢，这边写的是 total locked in patients。 所谓的 total locked in， 从 locked 你就可以看得出来，这表示是被锁起来的，所以它是一种闭锁的症候群。但是你加一个 total， 那表示是完全闭锁的这样子的病患。那我们谈到这样子的病人，有一部分得到了闭锁症候群的患者，他可能只有眼睛能动。不过这里有一个连接词 while， 但相对的 while 通常这个连接词表示前后一个对照性，所以如果前者是 A 的情况，那后者可能是另外一种情况。好，注意到 while 这个连接词。那谈到这种 total locked in patience， 他们呢基本上呢连眼睛眨一眨都没有办法，所以他等于是完全的闭锁。好，那这样子看起来应该怎么样用科技来帮忙他们呢？他们说透过了这种装置，它就可以让病患对简单的问题回答 yes 或是 no。 那我们在下面就会看到说它到底是利用什么样的原理。其实这个原理呢，是头上戴的这种装置呢，是运用红外线来追踪你脑部不同区块的血流变化。那我们要注意到这个红外线 infrared light， 其实我们看到这个字哦，Infra 这个前面的字首呢，它意思就是代表 below 或是 further on， 所以你加一个 red 红色，这个 infrared 就是红外线。那另外我们比较常听到有跟光线有关的是紫外线，那紫外线这个字呢，它也是用到一个字首，它用到 ultraviolet。这个 ultra 就是代表 beyond， 也就是在什么之外，超过什么的。所以这两个字，不管是 infrared 或是 ultraviolet， 我们常常会听到。好，再来下面继续就说了，那医生们呢，用这种系统，他们做了测试，那发现四个病患呢，都有活下去的这种意愿。好，我们看到这里有一个动词 live 后面逗点 bringing great relief to their families， 他们想活下去，这样子的心态让他们的家属呢有很大的慰藉。这个 bring in 其实你可以把它代换成为 whichbrought， 也就是说你可以用一个关系子句，然后呢你把它的 which 去掉，后面变成分词。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about news today. Our first story was about paralyzed patients who can now communicate with families and friends because of this brain reading device that scientists and doctors have come up with. It's brilliant. I love people who are trying to come up with ways to bring more life to people who are suffering. Now, the second story, the headline reads, Seven New Earth-like Planets Discovered, which means it's not Earth, but it's kind of similar to Earth, Earth-like. And we'll often use like to give someone an idea of what something is like if they have never experienced it. Oh, she's in a dream-like state. It's kind of like she's dreaming. So let's go ahead, Tom. Take it away. You're good with this stuff.
Well, maybe better than you, but yes. Not that great. But there was some exciting news in February when NASA and the science journal Nature revealed the discovery of seven Earth-like planets. Okay, so I think NASA held a press conference, and I think it was hosted by a young lady from Taiwan, actually, who works for NASA. I happen to know her. She works for NASA now. But in any case here, child of Taiwan.
Yay!
Making a big name for herself. But in any case here, they revealed the discovery of these seven planets that are Earth-like.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time when they discover these exoplanets, or planets that are outside the solar system,
mm-hmm.
most of the time they are gas giants. They're not rocky like Mercury, Venus, and Mars, and Earth, but they're gas like Jupiter and Saturn, Neptune, Uranus. They're all gas giants, mainly composed of gas, and you can't really step on them and stuff like that. But these are planets that are actually rocky like the Earth, and three of these planets occupy the habitable zone of the star TRAPPIST-1.
Mm.
To occupy means that's where you are. That's where they are orbiting the star in this habitable zone of this star. Earth here is in the habitable zone around the sun. It's not too close. It's not too far away from the sun. It's just right, and therefore life can evolve there.
Yeah, and it says three of these planets occupy the habitable zone. If you occupy a place, it means you reside there. That's where you are. Maybe your company's in a particular building. We occupy the Citibank building on Songgao, Songzhiluko. Occupy can also mean to fill up or take up space. For example, we have two huge tables occupying one of the rooms here where we work. So it's used both ways. So this just means it lives there. It occupies or is in the habitable zone of the star TRAPPIST-1. If something is habitable, you can live there. It's got the things you need to survive, water, air, things like that. But if it's inhabitable, it's a place where no one wants to be because the conditions are really harsh.
Like a desert can be inhabitable, but other places are quite habitable, and you can live there, grow food, be happy, stuff like that. Now, the star's name comes from TRAPPIST, which is a robotic telescope used to look for comets and new planets. Robotic means it has to do with robots. It's kind of automatic. Telescope, of course, is a device used to see things that are far away. Do not confuse telescope with binoculars. Telescope is just one long tube. Binoculars have two for each eye. You use those when you go bird watching and stuff like that, binoculars. But this is a telescope and a comet. Well, it's a Huixing, basically, and they're also looking for new planets. And the star itself is 40 light years away from Earth, mm-hmm. and is smaller, cooler, and younger than our own sun. Yeah, it's like a dwarf star. It's really small. Ah. It's not very hot. And the planets are solid masses rather than gas. If something's solid, basically it's hard. That's one of the properties of nature.
Uh-huh.
Solid, liquid, and gas.
Right.
So these are solid, like rocks are. And a mass here just means something that is existing or taking up space, occupying space. And it's not gas like Jupiter or Saturn. And, of course, they're roughly the same size as Earth, more or less the same size. Maybe one is bigger, maybe another one is smaller, but more or less they're the same size as Earth. Now, the discovery means we could be one step closer to finding life elsewhere in the universe.
Mm.
Indeed, that's possible there. Planets that are like the Earth would probably have a chance of having life as we know it
there.
So we might find life elsewhere in the universe, although 40 light years away. If we want to send them a message, it'll take 40 years to get there.
Yeah, I'm not going to give someone 40 years of my life to go. So good luck to that. The discovery is pretty exciting, though, of the seven planets named TRAPPIST-1b to TRAPPIST-1h. Those aren't very fun names. TRAPPIST-1f, kind of right there, is thought to be the most promising. We actually use this word a lot when we're talking about young people who haven't completely grown up, and we say, oh, someone's so promising. It looks like they're going to have future success. Maybe it's someone who's musically talented. Oh, she's very promising. She's going to have a promising career. But if these planets are promising, it looks like maybe they're going to have some success with them as they continue to work and study them. They're quite far away. It's one of the three in the habitable zone and could have oceans like we do here on Earth, which is cool. It looks like that this 1F also has the right atmosphere. The atmosphere, when you're talking about it scientifically, just means the gases that surround the Earth or some other planet. That's a problem with some planets. They don't have any atmosphere.
So, Mercury does not have an atmosphere.
Yeah, we couldn't breathe there, so we're not going. But this looks like to have it has an atmosphere and the right blend of greenhouse gases. When you have a blend of something, think of your coffee. Some of the coffees out there, especially the fancy ones, are made from different beans, and there's a blend of those flavors. So they mix together different flavors, and that's a blend. And we're talking about gases, mixing different gases together, greenhouse gases in particular, which support life.
And, of course, we hear about greenhouse gases when we talk about global warming. And too many of them, of course, bring in too much heat. But we still need those greenhouse gases to have the right balance of cold and hot.
Mm.
So they might have this proper combination of those greenhouse gases, which could support life. For now, NASA plans to use the James Webb Space Telescope, which will be launched in October 2018, to examine the planets more closely. Of course, it's not going going to get very close to them. Yeah. It's just going to go out in space and take a closer look. But I understand that this star, TRAPPIST-1, has some nasty flares, and the planets are pretty close to it.
That's not good.
It doesn't sound good for life on those planets, and plus the star is quite dim, and they're probably all tidally locked to the star, so it's probably really hot on one side and really cold on the other. But who knows? I think it's probably still worth checking out, and hopefully that space telescope will give us some more information.
Isn't it amazing that we have equipment now that can check out some of these things so far away? It's crazy. So we're going to have to just wait and see what these scientists are looking at. Through their cool telescopes and through this new James Webb Space Telescope, which will be launched soon. So if you're into this stuff, guys, keep your eyes open for this piece of news. October 2018, we're not sure of the date yet, but it's soon to happen. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time for a little more information, and then we're going to wrap it up.
接下来第二篇文章谈的是太阳系外我们发现有七颗类地球的行星，类地球，所以你看到 Earth 后面加 like 这样的复合形容词，就是相似，与地球相似的行星。那我们来看，这当然是美国国家航太总署他们最近呢所揭露的，说了有这七颗类地球行星的发现。这边就要提到了这些行星呢，它们的名字很特别，因为他说到这个行星的名字叫 TRAPPIST-1。 那 TRAPPIST 就是这边解释一下，开头告诉你，其实这个 TRAPPIST 本来是用来搜寻彗星跟行星的这种机器人望远镜。好，那你看到因为这样它才有这个名字。不过这个行星当然距离我们非常非常的遥远，那他这边也提到了这个行星有一些特别的特质，包括它们是固体的哦，不是气体。再来就是它们基本上大小是跟地球差不多的，所以你说 roughly the same size as Earth。 好，我们知道 roughly 就是大致上，那至于后面 the same sizes， 我们常常说 A is the same as B， 换句话说 A 和 B 是一样的。所以当你讲这些行星它们的大小差不多就跟地球一样，就说 the same size as Earth。 好，那除了这一点之外呢，它还有什么样的意义？这个新发现它其实也代表着 one step closer to finding life elsewhere in the universe。 注意到这里 one step closer to， 我们知道当你说 A 和 B 很接近，就是 A is close to B， 这个 to 是一个介系词哦，所以这也就是为什么这边说更进一步，它的 to 后面接的是 finding 加 ing。 好，还有一个细节，就是下面这一句话它提到说，这七颗行星当中啊，有一颗 TRAPPIST-1F 它被认为是最有希望的。那你再说其中，其实这个介系词用 of the seven planets， 如果你不用 of，你也可以代换成 among the seven planets。 OK， 我们这一课的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
OK, everybody, that's it for today, and that's all for our News Watch unit for this month. Hopefully, these are fairly interesting stories for you to use to learn and improve your English day by day, and please make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.